T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on this fine Wednesday morning in the Delaware Valley. Al, you looking good today.
What the hell is this?
Well, it's this Joe Wechter special.
Good today.
How can it be? I can understand for Ruben, but otherwise, yeah. You're ugly noggins in here. Rob Charity is in here looking ugly as hell. And I'm in here looking ratty. And Wechter is himself. So what? I guess it's for Ruben.
And I'm just angry.
And we're officially... And we're officially underway. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. As Al Morgani mentioned, there is a bit of a roster change. Obviously, it's a Wednesday. Angelo is off. I am in for Angelo. Al Morgani is here. Ruben Amaro Jr. is here. And in for Rhea Hughes, the one and only Angry Rob Cherry.
Well, Angry Rube, too.
Extremely angry.
Rube's children left him with a gallon of gas in the gas tank, so that can make anybody angry in the wee hours of the morning. Joe Wechter is here. Ava Graham is here. We have a whole lot to get to. Of course, we will be discussing the Philadelphia Eagles as they are getting set for joint practices in Cleveland with the Browns, which will lead to their preseason matchup this weekend with Cleveland. Would Ruben Amaro Jr. tell Ben Simmons to shove it where the sun don't shine, as opposed to what the Sixers did, and settle and give him an undisclosed amount of cash? We'll find out soon enough. Would he say the same to maybe Jonathan Papelbon after Papelbon decided to be Papelbon and talk poorly of a man who gave him a record-setting contract? Well, we're going to pick the brain of Ruben Amaro about that. Among many other topics, it's a prize wheel Wednesday. Our prize topic is based off of Ruben Amaro Jr. We will get into that in just a few moments.
Nice.
But we begin with a derby of sorts at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, which had some great highs and a terrible low. But Al, you know, we got to start with the positive news. Phillies entered last night without a home run in their last 6 games.
Yeah.
So in this matchup against a Reds team who has basically called it a season, you need to take advantage of these opportunities when they present themselves. So I take you to the 3rd inning. Making the start at first base in this game is Derek Hall. It brought the home run drought to a close with a solo home run. Next batter, Nick Castellanos, also goes yard. Back-to-back jacks for the Phillies. Their lead, sadly, did not last very long. Kyle Gibson had some location issues. Cincy with back-to-back home runs. We'll revisit one of them shortly. The Phillies now trail in this game. Now, Hall getting the start at first base allowed Reese Hoskins to solely focus on his at-bats. He was the DH in this game. With 2 on in the 4th, it paid off.
Fly ball right field. That's well hit. Aquino's going back to the wall. It is gone! A 3-run opposite field home run for Reese Hoskins. And he has just turned this game around. It's a 5-3 Phillies lead.
Phillies retake the lead, as you just heard, 5-3. Kyle Gibson would settle in. He would strike out 11 batters in this game, tying a career high. His parents, Al, were in attendance. The cameras would shoot to his parents at various times. A lot of standing ovations. Very cool moment to see. Kyle Gibson was very good in this game. Now we fast forward to the 8th inning. Hoskins, he does it again.
And a high fly ball to deep center field. Almora's going back. Forget about it. That one is gone off the base of the batter's eye. A 2-run titanic shot by Reese Hoskins. It's his 2nd homer of the night.
And that sunk the Reds. A tremendous evening by Reese Hoskins. A pair of 2-run home runs. Phillies are now in full control. Now, I want to play one more highlight, and this is specifically for you, Rob Cherry, and those who share your fandom. Everyone's favorite backup catcher, Garrett Stubbs,
Stubbsy,
made it a blowout.
That one's out to right field. It's pretty well hit. Aquino going back toward the wall. It is gone. A three-run home run for Garrett Stubbs that just barely got over the wall. And the Phillies now lead it 11-3.
This kid does it all, Tom.
Garrett Stubbs had a tremendous game, by the way. I'll get into that more later on in the show. Phillies in full control. They cruise to an 11-4 blowout victory. They take the first two games of this series. Franchise win number 10,000, Al Morgani, the ninth team in baseball to amass such a total, 15 years post 10,000 losses. But more importantly, their win combined with the Padres' loss to the Marlins yet again. San Diego is falling apart. Phillies now lead the Padres by 1.5 games for that second wild card. They also have 3 games at hand over San Diego, so they get a chance to really distance themselves in the coming weeks. Now, Ruben, those were the highs of the game.
Yes.
Sadly, there was a tremendous low, and this one's a big deal. Bottom of the third, Kyle Gibson is hanging a few pitches, and since he is taking advantage, first Jake Fraley takes him deep. Next batter is Jonathan India.
Fly ball right center field. That's well hit, too. Marsh is going back toward the wall. He jumps, and it's gone. Back-to-back home runs for the Reds. A 2-run shot and a solo shot, and Marsh is, he's banged up. Nick Castellanos is asking for the athletic training staff to come out.
He is in a lot of pain.
He sure is. Christian Bermudez is heading out, Phillies athletic trainer. Rob Thompson's going out as well. Aaron Hoback's going to join them. He hit that fence hard. Yeah, it buckled.
A valiant effort. Ah, Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah, to paint the picture even better, Ruben, when he goes to the wall and hits the wall, when he turns around and comes back down, his knee twists awkwardly, and then he ends up face down on the warning track. He lays there for a period of time. Eventually, he got up and walked off on his own power. He got an MRI last night. We do not know what the results were. Apparently, they didn't read the results right then in that moment, or at least didn't reveal what the results were. Ruben, he was a very important trade deadline acquisition.
Sure was.
We have no idea the severity of the injury just yet. Seeing whether it's live or the replay, I have to imagine someone who's been in that situation before, it's your heart drops.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. I mean, he came down very awkwardly, and I've watched the replay several times, and it would be unfortunate to lose him, but I think that they're fairly optimistic. I think he was optimistic after the game. You just never know. He may have to get further studies. I'm sure he will. But I guess they do a couple different things manually, and it sounded like some of the manual stuff that they did when they were kind of maneuvering his knee around that it wasn't as bad as they originally thought. Hopefully there's nothing ripped in there.
Now, if he has to do an IL stint for however period of time it might be, do you seek to fill that void in-house, or do you have to look outside?
Yeah, he can't really look outside. There's no trades to be made unless you can pull somebody off of a waiver wire. But, at this point, you just can't make any trades, and you're probably going to end up going with the Matt Vierling combination and kind of go from there.
Now you mentioned Matt Vierling. You didn't mention another name.
Odubel.
There could be an Odubel alert coming this way very, very soon.
There could be.
Ruben, I don't know a single Philadelphia Phillies fan that wasn't happy seeing him get the boot. Is that a possibility?
I mean, I doubt it, but I guess it is a possibility. I mean, there's no rule necessarily against it, but he didn't play that terribly in his role when he was playing, but sometimes drastic measures.
Because there might be no other option. Because if you look if you're going to seek the minors for temporary help, I suppose your only option would be someone like Scott Kingery, who's batting below the Mendoza line. It's a shame what has happened to that guy. But here's the thing, Ruben. Last night, the last two games have been great. They got back on track. They've won back-to-back. They reclaimed that second wild card spot. But there are many Phillies fans who aren't, I don't want to say they're not happy, but they're not over the moon excited anymore because of what transpired in the 3-game set against the Mets at Citi Field. Rube, you've been there and back 1,000 times. Do you understand the subtle excitement at this moment in time?
I mean, we're talking about the Mets, who are like literally like the maybe the best team in all of baseball right now. And for them, they battled them pretty well. I thought that they played fairly good baseball. They did not obviously come away with 2 out of 3 wins, but they won the first one. I mean, they faced some very good pitching. That's a real good ball club. And yes, do they need to beat them at the end of the day? Yes, they do. But I think that the fans should be a lot more optimistic, especially with the fact that I do believe that Bryce Harper's starting to make some progress.
Now, I mean, we still have one more game against the Reds. Hopefully they sweep them. That'd be nice to see later on today. But then you have 4 against that same Mets squad at Citizens Bank Park over the weekend.
Come support them.
I'm sure a ton of Phillies fans will. However, should there be an expectation set forth given how the first series went for this Phillies team? If you take away that zombie runner who scored in the 10th inning in game 1 of that series, the game that they won, they scored a total of 1 run.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they have a very good pitching staff. They do need to swing the bats well against the tougher pitchers in the league in order to win. But again, it didn't have necessarily playoff implications. Those are important games.
But it's a game.
But is it a game? It is an important game to win, and those are all important games to win, I think, for their psyche more than anything else. But listen, if they take 2 out of 4 in this next series, I think that's a good thing.
Now, we are going to talk a whole lot of Phillies today, but we also are going to talk Eagles, and it is a Prize Wheel Wednesday. Reuben Amar Jr., you've been out of town for some time.
I have been.
You haven't even been in this country, is
I
that correct?
I have not. Yes, I was in Smithers, B.C. at the Smithers Celebrity Golf Tournament, and I will tell you that Joe Watson puts on an amazing show. It's basically children and youth development, and this year, I guess, the proceeds went to Buckley Hospital, I think more than anything else, it's really about taking care of the kids in that area. And I mean, you wouldn't believe how many people come out to support this thing. And it's like every other year. They started in 1990. I think it's, you know, that's just a ton of years, 22 years or whatever it is, over 30 years. And I'll tell you what, it's really special. We got a chance to do some fishing. We did some golfing. Went out there with my good friend Paul Holmgren and a bunch of other people, and it was a blast. Joe Watson helps to put on a great show there in his home city.
Now, what's the scenery like in Smithers?
It's just spectacular. I saw it tweeted some of the stuff out there, and I'll tell you what, I went to Prince Rupert. I went to do some fishing there. And
did you get steelhead?
No, we ended up getting mostly, we did the little coho, we got a little salmon stuff, we got a little halibut, but it was a great time. It really was enjoyable.
Well, I bring this up for 2 reasons. It's great to talk about it. Number 2, because it's a Prize Wheel Wednesday, we thought we'd dedicate it to Reuben Amaro Jr. Rube, would you say that Smithers, British Columbia, could be seen as maybe a bucket list location to visit at some point in your lifetime?
I think it could be. Yeah, I think it would be. And I mean, I've been out to a lot of areas in BC and in Edmonton and other places. I played actually in Edmonton and was out in Calgary. I tell you what, the Pacific Northwest is just a spectacular place, especially if you're like really into the wilderness and the outdoors and scenery. It's really pretty amazing.
It is. And I, just like you, back in May, I did the whole trip to Alaska and went through 5 or 6 cities in Alaska.
Alaska!
Enjoyed the scenery. It was a tremendous thing. And
50 miles from Alaska, I was.
Is that all it was? 50
nautical miles from, from Prince Rupert.
Well, with Smithers, British Columbia in mind, one thing that I did, Al, when the pandemic was at its height.
You're right.
I sat there and I'm like, you know, who knows what the future holds? And a lot of people had the same conversation. So I started jotting down places I always wanted to visit but hadn't to that point in time. And stop number 1 was Alaska. And I made it a point to visit Alaska back in May. And I have a number of other locations that I'd like to visit throughout, maybe in the next 10 years or so. Maybe if I can do one every other year if I'm lucky. So to get a spin on the prize wheel this morning, give us a bucket list place to visit. Something that should be on everyone's bucket list, much like Smithers, British Columbia.
Smithers.
Much like visiting Alaska. Did you ever go to Alaska, Al?
Yeah.
Where'd you go in Alaska?
Was that Anchorage? Is that what university is? There was a hockey camp. It's Anchorage.
Yeah, there's a university there. There's one in Sitka.
Yeah, then I went to some little island off of there. I've been there a couple of times.
Beautiful. It's remote, but it's absolutely beautiful.
It's some beautiful and some...
A little scary.
Not
some
beautiful.
Some difficult.
215-592-9494. Wait a minute. Rob Cherry.
Moscow.
Rob Cherry seems like a global individual, Al Morgani.
Oh, yeah.
Rob, you ever been to Alaska? Or Smithers, British Columbia?
I've been to Vancouver.
Well, I mean, that's close. I mean, it's like 90 miles from Alaska.
That's close enough.
Yeah. Vancouver's beautiful. Beautiful pier there.
Yeah, you can go to Alaska and get that whale marijuana there, Rob.
Whale? Yeah. Is it legal? Doesn't matter, does it?
Not for you, it's not.
215-592-9494. Gary in Whitehall starts us off. How you doing, Gary?
Hey, morning, Johnny. Morning, crew. What's going on?
Gary, how's it going? Everything good?
Everything's good, Johnny. Delivering the goods. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. So talk to me about you know what? First of all, Gary, let me ask you something real quick. I know you want to talk Eagles, but I want to ask you something about the Phillies. So they've taken the first two games over the Reds, a team that was going into the series 23 games below 500. Do these wins do anything for you, or are you still thinking about that series loss to the Mets?
No, it does something for me because you're supposed to beat the bad teams. Mm-hmm. You know, you should always beat up on the bad teams. Take advantage of the schedule. I mean, the Mets, they took one out of three. Could have been two out of three. Didn't get the timely hitting. That'll change.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we'll find out this weekend. What'd you have on the Eagles, Gary?
Real quick, though, can we just put Burling in the center field, and that's it? No platooning, and keep O'Double in Lehigh Valley, please?
Where is he? He's not even employed by the Philadelphia Phillies
now. I do not believe
that. Yeah, he's not even in their system, Gary. He's sitting in the...
He really won't be back.
He's in the unemployment market.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. What'd you have on the Eagles, Gary?
I'm concerned with the backup to Kelsey and the lack of a bulldozing running back.
Hold on a minute. Why are you worried about Cam Jurgens, the rookie second-round pick?
He's a rookie.
He looked good.
He looked good.
What's wrong with that?
He looked good in this period of time that he played against the Jets, Gary. I mean, I think I know where you're coming from. It's if Jason Kelce cannot play week one, maybe even week two. Can a rookie step in there and hold the fort, right?
Right.
Now, there has to be, I mean, Ruben, when you're going to put a rookie in a pivotal position, there's always going to be some level of concern.
And there's some level of concern, but, I mean, nobody's Jason Kelce for a number of reasons. I mean, just on attitude and leadership alone, but... I mean, some guys are just irreplaceable. You just hope that the guys can hold down the fort until he's back.
Yeah. Gary, let me get you a spin on the wheel. You are guaranteed a prize. I need a spot that's a bucket list to visit.
Been around the third of the world twice, but my bucket list is going down to Augusta, Georgia for the Masters.
To Augusta, Georgia to take in. You ever go to the Masters, Rube?
No, and we were talking about it on the flight back. That would be
really?
An awesome thing to do. Yeah.
Number six, Al Morgani.
PGW Sustainable Gray Phillies Cap. You get them at the Phillies-Mets game August 20th, 7:15. For tickets, go to phillies.com.
215-592-9494. Everybody on hold. Don't worry. We will take each and every one of your calls. We got the Twitter poll question coming up on the other side, and it surrounds what may be Al, the hype train for the Philadelphia Eagles right now, holy
heavy.
Cow. It has turned into a rocket ship. It has launched into orbit.
Well, you'll bring it down.
Maybe I'll speak a little bit of reality and throw that in there.
Yeah,
maybe
that right. You're an anti-ballistic missile yourself. You are. Yep.
WIP Sports time is 6:17.
This update brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Phils beat up on the Reds last night in Cincinnati. A home run barrage, five, including two by Rhys Hoskins. His first, a three-run shot, which gave the Phils a lead for good in the fourth inning.
Hoskins has had two good at-bats tonight. He swings at that one. That one is hit well. Deep to right field, and that ball is gone! A three-run home run for Rhys Hoskins. Number 25 on the season. And the Phils grab back the lead just like that.
Greg Murphy, the call, 94 WIP. Hoskins, five RBIs on the night. Nick Castellanos, Derek Hall, and Garrett Stubbs also homered. Kyle Gibson went six to pick up his eighth win, 11 strikeouts. Phils win at 11-5. They go for the sweep today, 12:35 on WIP from Cincinnati. Ranger Suarez gets the start. Eagles getting set for their second preseason game at Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock from Cleveland. And here on 94 WIP, it's unknown if and how much Jalen Hurts will play. Visit BurgadaSports.com for boosted odds, specials, daily promotions, in-game betting, and much more. Must be 21 or older. Must be in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. NBC 10 First Alert Weather brought to you by MHS Lift. Mostly cloudy today. High 82 at 70 in Philadelphia. MHS is hiring for experienced technicians looking to join a winning team with great culture and leadership. Visit MHSLift.com today. That's MHSLift.com. To stream 94 WIP, get the latest stories and news, go to 94WIP.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, 6:24. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show on a Wednesday morning. Al, we introduced the Phillies. They're going to be a heavy talking point tonight, today, as will the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
Al, there is something specific that I would like to talk to you and everyone about as it concerns the birds.
Go ahead.
That either everyone.
I'm happy with the birds. I liked what I saw.
No. But here's it, and as am I. But here is something that either everyone is unwilling to discuss or has simply missed.
What is it?
There is a lot of Eagles talk on this station yesterday for obvious reasons. A lot of excitement is building, right? September 11th is when the season officially gets underway. We have to sit through two more preseason games, and then we get a little bit of period of time, and then, boom, we hit the season, and it's everybody's favorite time of the year. Well, most people. Mm. Practice yesterday, now, before they departed for Cleveland, according to social media, was the best practice yet. And with that came some very interesting poll results from the questions that were asked on this show and the ones that came after it on WIP.
All right.
For example, show you guys did on the morning show yesterday, which asked a very specific question, which Philadelphia sports team will go the furthest this season? There were four options. Eagles won with nearly half the vote. Okay, that's a very optimistic viewpoint. There are two other teams in this town that can make a deep playoff run. The midday show. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie. Do you think the Eagles will be an elite team this season? Yes. Won
right,
the vote.
Right.
The afternoon show, Marks and Reese.
Marks and Reese.
Can the Eagles be amongst the elite teams? 77%
wow.
say yes. Al, I'm rooting for the Eagles to do something amazing this season.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. But don't you think this hype train has gotten a little out of control?
No, because of the conference.
Because of
because
the, you're
when,
looking
when you
at,
say when you yeah, say elite teams, if I think there's a chance my team can go to the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
I think it's one that can be considered an elite, could be among the elite.
Wouldn't you say that 30 of the 32 teams wake up this morning thinking they have a shot at going to the Super Bowl?
No.
You think not?
No, I don't think in the NFC, what teams think they have a shot at going to the Super
I'm
Bowl?
I'm sure most teams think they do
the
year.
Oh, well, name,
so
them.
What
the name them.
So what is elite? Is it top five? Is it top four? Is it top seven?
Well,
what is it?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. With that, we say good morning to Ava Graham. Good morning, Ava.
Good morning, John.
What is our first Twitter poll question?
Well, it's brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. The 2022 Eagles will be a top five team in the NFL. Top 10 team in the NFL, mediocre team.
So I suppose since I went to Al first, Al, where of these three options are you projecting the Phillies to be with
the
NFL? Excuse me, I keep saying Phillies. The Eagles.
A
top five, a 10, or mediocre, somewhere down the middle?
Top 10.
Top 10.
With a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Does top 10 make you elite, or does top five make you elite?
If you have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, you have a chance to be elite. I don't know what the odds are,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's because I split the two conferences.
Yeah.
But if you're telling me as a whole with all those
within
teams.
Within the 32 teams.
Top 10.
Top 10. Mr. Ruben Amaro.
I got top 10, and if Jalen Hurts has a good year, just a good year, they're going to be a top five, and they will be elite.
And the ifs and whats already begin. Ava Graham, where are you projecting this team?
I'm going to say top 10
Top 10. And this is where we need some gravity here. We need to bring us back down to earth. That's why we're going to go to the update booth. We got to talk to Rob Cherry. Rob, I got three options here. I believe you will throw us a dose of reality. Where do you think they'll be?
Well, see, I actually agree with Al. The NFC is very weak.
Oh.
So that's why they have a chance to be an elite team, but top 10, not top 5, because the top 5 or 6 are probably all in the AFC.
They're probably all in the AFC.
Yeah,
So they have the potential to be an elite team in the NFC.
Super Bowl team.
A Super Bowl team. Why do you feel this way, Al Morgani? What is it? Is it surely because of what the other teams look like, or is there something specific about this Eagles team that makes you believe they will be elite?
Loaded talent. I mean, look what they brought in.
Mm-hmm.
If those kids, those dogs can play on defense, that's better.
So,
they had a horrible
defense
last year,
so
I got it. Whoa, what isn't an if?
Well, a lot of the reason I bring this up, a lot of the ifs are based on what we have not seen yet. Would you agree?
Well,
not just because you're
adding.
Some of the talent they brought in.
Yeah, well, first preseason game, I really liked the Georgia guys. I liked center.
Sure.
And I liked the quarterback.
That.
And then.
Okay, you brought up the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
So you're basing this on something you haven't seen?
Or
are you basing this off of the 7 plays against the Jets?
Basing it off some of the stuff I've seen.
Okay. And what have you seen exactly?
I've seen a kid that doesn't wilt under anything.
Okay.
And the fact that they got receivers for him makes it a huge difference. A huge difference. So if he's not a guy that can pinpoint things, it's a laser guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's a guy that if you get it in the area, you've got guys with hands, it changes the dynamics of everything.
A great wide receiver can make any quarterback look better. I agree with you.
Yeah, so he's got a guy. He's got a lot of guys now where 50-50 become 70-30.
A lot of guys.
Well, I mean,
it was only one addition.
Enough of them.
Well, yeah, I it sounds crazy, but mm-hmm. by the end of this season, there's a chance he's considered one of the top quarterbacks in the conference.
Al,
I'm telling you.
Can I stop you for just a moment?
I am telling you, Brady's 100 years old, and he's taking time off, and he's gone through all this stuff with the Dolphins and stuff. He does never
He's 45 years old,
Al. He never takes time. his whole thing is his mental strength, his mental approach. He couldn't even get his boy to come back.
There's something going on with him.
Mm-hmm. Rodgers is out of his mind. You hear him yesterday? Killing his own receivers?
You're talking about the oldest quarterbacks in the NFL who are tremendous. Don't get me wrong. They're two all-time greats.
Right.
But that's quite the leap you're
making. The guy in Arizona, you got to pay to study.
That's a crazy one.
Al, the point I'm making is I believe the Eagles could be very good as well.
Yes.
But what's happening here is I believe some Eagles fans, many, and I put you in this category now, are setting themselves up to be angry if those expectations are not met.
Yes, they lose to the Lions.
Here's the thing. Al, even the Eagles are feeding into this.
Yes.
Like over-the-top hype. And I have a case in point for you. I got to take you to yesterday's practice. Rob Cherry, did you know that Jalen Hurts has superpowers?
Oh, he can run.
He has superpowers. Offensive coordinator.
He can jump.
He took a hit and he occasionally can fly.
Oh, that's a superpower. He can take a hard hit and get right back up.
Well, he got knocked out of bounds, and he felt like it was nothing.
Well, let's check in with Shane Steichen, who told us about the superpower.
If guys are covered, right, you're going to hit. That's one of his superpowers, is that he can get out on the move and create plays, and we don't want to take that away from him. So when guys are covered, let's go create the big play on the move.
Now, there's the problem right there, Al. That's the problem that everybody sees as a strength, but it's been a problem for him to this point, and it has held him back, which is why I do not share the same, I shouldn't say feelings, but expectations for Jalen Hurts that you do. You mention him in the same sentence or paragraph as Brady and Rodgers, which is the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life. Here's the problem, Al.
I said, if those guys, you can't keep going.
Did you like, Again, I'm not singling out this one instance, but I want to talk about it with you. Mm-hmm. The preseason performance by the first-team offense was tremendous. All passing plays went right downfield.
Two touchdowns.
Right, one touchdown with the first-team offense. Holding.
Well, still got to run a play, so twice they got in the end zone. Yeah.
Okay, and if it wasn't a late hit, they would have kicked a field goal.
Right.
So you can go the other way with that, too. But the one play that has been talked about the most of that successful drive has been Jalen Hurts scrambling out of the pocket unnecessarily, would you agree?
Stupid decision.
It was a foolish decision. He rolled out, ran to the right, simply
because game, just throw it away.
His initial targets were not open. And rather than staying in the pocket with no pressure, he chose to run out and took that late hit out of bounds, which can happen in the regular season as well. This is the problem that no one seems to want to talk about. And I'm not trying to hate on the guy. I'm rooting for his success, but I'm pointing out what he has done incorrectly that the Eagles are trying to fix. Ruben, one of the things that Jalen Hurts continuously has done in 20 games as an Eagles starter. When he drops back, first of all, he has issues seeing over his linemen. So rather than kind of move around within the pocket to look past them or over the shoulder, he immediately, his gut instincts tell him to get out of the pocket. And he nearly always scrambles to the right out of the pocket. The reason being, when he throws out of the, when he scrambles and is forced to go to his left, his passes are terrible, which is what has led to many people saying he has a soft arm, it's a noodle arm, he can't throw deep, he's inaccurate. And those happen anytime he scrambles to the left. If we know this, and we're talking about it right now, Ruben, I imagine every team the Eagles will be facing will be trying to get him to roll to his left.
Of course.
So, I mean, this is an area of concern, is it not, to where I maybe should have some type of reservations?
I mean, listen, he's still learning. He's still learning the position in the NFL. And I know he's been, you know, playing out for a couple of years, but he's still in the learning process. I believe in this guy because of his makeup, his ability, and his want to. I know that Charlie Manuel used to talk about this all the time. It's a want to, not a need to, and I think that he wants to be good. He wants to be great, and I know that he wants to try to take this team to the Super Bowl. And I think that in and of itself is an important element here. So he's going to be working on these things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the analytics folks pointed it out to him. So in my estimation, I'm sure he's working on it, and I think there's things that he's still learning, but. I'll tell you what, I want this guy to move out of the pocket. I want him to use his legs. That's one of his weapons.
But at the same time, it's something that can hold him back if he continues that same trend that he's been on. And listen, I don't want to single out Jalen Hurts alone, but it's a big deal. Overarching question that I have for everybody based on these poll results and what I'm hearing from Al Morgani, and I mean a little bit from Ruben, are we overhyping the Eagles just a little bit? Hassan and Gladwin's on WIP. How you doing, Hassan?
Good morning, everyone. How's everything going?
Oh, we're doing good, Hassan. So I need your opinion on what we've just been discussing about just how hyped we are for the Eagles season. Hassan, I get it. It's an upcoming season. It's like no other. We know what we're going to be doing each and every Sunday or whatever the game day is. Do you think we're overhyping the Eagles just a little bit?
Not at all, actually, you know, because of the schedule, of course, but because of the additions to the team. You have Jalen Hurts, who is a year more mature. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, you know, from the first couple of plays, he looked good, you know, but of course that's against, you know, it's preseason. But, you know, I think this practice coming up against the Browns will tell a lot too as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that. But this season is going to be great. You know, as long as he stays healthy, you know, he doesn't get hurt, you know, we should be good. You know, hopefully that will help him become our future quarterback forever, you know, for at least 10 years.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Now, Hassan, he brings so many intangibles you want in your franchise quarterback. But the problem is we have yet to see them in games of higher importance. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And that's the thing with experience, hopefully. You know, we give him a lot of leeway because of the fact that he's our quarterback. But we look at a lot of the young quarterbacks around the league, and we make excuses for Jalen, but we don't make excuses for the good one. Jalen, the Burrows, what's the other guy? Trevor Lawrence and those guys. From San Diego, their quarterback, or Los Angeles, you know, we make excuses for Jalen, but we don't make excuses for them, and they're good quarterbacks.
You know, that's a great thing to bring up, Hassan. Hassan, let me get you a spin on the wheel. I need a spot that someone can go to that they should add to their bucket list. A city, a location. Give me something someone should have for that.
Dubai.
Dubai. Ooh. You ever been to Dubai, Ruben?
Never have, no.
Is it something that...
It's not necessarily on my bucket list. I'd love to go, but it's not on my bucket list.
Number three, Al Morganti.
Pair of tickets to Ramstein North American Stadium Tour on Wednesday, August 31st. That's at the link. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
Ramstein's a big band, Al Morgani. I'm surprised you're not into that.
I'm not.
It's not in English, though. It's in German.
It's in what?
But they had tremendous success in the Americas, even though they're a
band?
German band.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of their songs are in English.
Really?
I could be wrong. But
so wait a minute.
But
so
their biggest hits were not in English.
They don't sing in English when they come here?
I don't know.
They're not like Maneskin. They do everything. I mean, that's Italian, but they sing in English.
I don't know. I've never seen them in concert, so I do not know. I thought maybe you're the big concert guy.
I mean, know these guys.
215-592-9494 is how you get involved. I see you guys on. Oh, by the way, I haven't mentioned our guest list. Top of the hour, we're going to start it off with Kevin Cooney of the Associated Press. Pick his brain with all things Philadelphia Phillies. And some Eagles as well, and then I'll give you the rest of the guest list as the morning goes on. WIP Sports Time is 6:39.
Hey, joint mobility is vital to people of all ages and all activity levels. So when injury or maybe just age affects your joints, the right decisions, they can keep you on the move. And the Cooper Joint Replacement Team, they make sure you receive the utmost care. And that's from pre-surgery education and right on through rehab. Now, they're experts. They offer innovative techniques. Oh, stuff like computer-aided surgical interventions. And you know what? That makes for better patient outcomes. Thanks to those innovative procedures and advanced technologies, the outcomes, they've never been more promising. The options, never been greater. The recovery times, never been shorter. So you don't need to live with needless pain and discomfort any longer. Cooper is a leading academic medical center. So if joint pain is holding you back, make an appointment with one of their world-class joint replacement surgeons today. Give them a shout at 856-536-1208, or better yet, just visit cooperhealth.org/joint replacement.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, 6:44. Welcome back. Top of the hour, we'll be joined by Kevin Cooney of the Associated Press and Working the Beat podcast. He spent many a night at Citizens Bank Park, both this season and in the last 20 seasons, pick his brain about all things Philadelphia Phillies. Ruben, among the many questions we're going to pose to you throughout the course of the next 3.5 hours or so, in addition to the Papelbon stuff, we'll get into that in the 7 o'clock hour.
Can't wait.
The suspension of Fernando Tatis Jr. Ooh. 80 games!
Yeah.
Did you see what he's claiming?
Yeah, I saw what he's claiming. It sounds kind of ridiculous.
He had
tapeworm.
He had a tapeworm. He had a bad haircut.
He had to take care of the tapeworm.
Well, he used the wrong. He even had the wrong name of the drug.
I
oh,
saw
no,
that.
Oh, no, it's wrong. He looked like a bigger idiot. He used the wrong name. I mean, it was stupid.
And now
even the comments from A.J. Preller and probably some of his teammates were not too good. No bueno. Yeah.
Well, his father's now speaking out in rage with the Padres and Major League Baseball for suspending his son. Ruben, they even canceled his bobblehead night.
I am not surprised by that. I don't think they're very happy with him. And you know, there are some clauses in the contract where they could have, you know, pulled out some things and voided the contract. I'm sure that motorcycle road racing and getting injured on that is probably one of the things that is a breach of contract. And they could have easily said, you know what, let's rip this thing up. Let's move forward. But they have not done that. I know that there's other teams that have gone through this. I think the most recent one is Cespedes, who ended up, having to, take a lot less money in at the end of his contract because he went boar hunting. I'll tell you,
they're
not happy with him.
Now, when you brought in players you weren't totally familiar with, but you knew were immensely talented, did you have to go through those type of depths to find out what they did in their social lives and maybe put clauses in?
Yeah, we did. I think that a couple of guys, and it was kind of ironic, but in a couple instances, we had some guys who were pilots who we had to put some clauses in based on some of the activities that they had. And ironically, we lost two of them to Corey Lytle was one of them we lost. That was after he was with us, and then obviously Doc Halliday.
Bummer. John in Port Richmond's on WIP. Hey, John.
How guys doing today?
Doing good, John. So talk to me about the Eagles. Maybe you can speak to what I've been saying here. I cannot wait for Eagles season. I hope they make the playoffs and win at least a game, make that next step forward. But a lot of what I'm hearing seems like a lot of overhype, and it's based on what-ifs. Would you agree?
Well, I mean, we're in a city that's overhype, and then we're over-panicked.
This is good. Al, are we setting ourselves up for panic?
Oh, yeah, lose game one.
And that'd be the end of it. We'd be falling off the face of the earth.
That's right.
You know, I mean, I just think with the Eagles quarterback situation, mm-hmm. I mean, I really think that they have to not be patient, but they also have to be a little stern and make the next step.
Right.
You know, hit them open receivers, stay in the pocket longer. You know, I mean, you got a decent, more than a decent offensive line. Mm-hmm.
You have arguably the best offensive line in the NFL, and you had the best running game in the NFL last season. But we all know in the end, John, to achieve the ultimate success in the NFL today, you have to
be more.
They
block that box, and you got no receivers, and you don't got a quarterback to throw. What good is it?
Right. You're going to have to be able to pass and be elite at it to make a deep playoff run. You're right. John, let me get you a spin on the wheel. I need a bucket list place to visit.
Now, my bucket list, a lot of people probably already went to it, but mine's always been Clearwater. To see the Phillies on spring training.
Could not agree more, John. I say it to people all the time. Number six.
Keith
Ava
Jones.
Graham did it.
Autograph, hockey card.
But
I didn't do it. It's the wheel.
You're right.
I don't like.
You say Keith Jones autograph?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where was Jonesy? Why didn't he go to Smithers?
He's in Florida.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't
Florida
go back
person.
To Canada very often.
No, okay.
He doesn't care for Canada.
He's Americanized.
He's American.
not that much. No.
He likes to play street golf, though. He's pretty good at that, Alan.
Yeah, it's a retirement community. Yeah,
he's the old. He's the youngest person by about 25 years. Yeah,
breaks out the Mylek instruments.
He does shuffleboard, and he plays street golf, which is literally on the street in a retirement community. He loves
love it.
Golf cart.
Street golf. Is street golf? Yeah,
he's got to be the youngest one there. Was he checking, like,
yeah, no, it's because he wins.
That's what it is.
Or what?
Yeah,
He's highly competitive,
Ruben. He's a shark. He gets these older gentlemen who have limited mobility, and he takes their money. That's exactly what he does.
It's awful.
It is awful.
Comes back up here. I get a call. You want to go
like
to dinner?
Abuse.
It's 5 o'clock. I want to go to dinner. Supper is at 5 o'clock. Who eats supper at 5 o'clock?
Jonesy does.
5
right?
o'clock. Yeah. What the hell is
wrong
with
living?
You?
Where does he live? Del Boca Vista?
I mean, he is from this community. 5
o'clock. So what are you doing?
Rob, when you had your siesta before you came back to us for 30-plus years at WIP, did you start eating earlier?
No.
Oh.
Go to bed at 4 o'clock.
You can call that a siesta, Jesus.
Siesta.
Neil in the Northeast is on WIP. Hey, Neil.
Yes, so that was good with the 5 home runs yesterday, so they finally got a, you know, like an – Reese getting 2 of them, you know, so
yeah,
that was good news, you know, to beat up on the Reds. So,
well, Neil, I don't know many more hardcore Phillies fans than you. Winning back-to-back, having the 5 home runs is wonderful. Do you still have a sour taste at what transpired in the Mets series to where
no
you can't?
Doubt.
Okay.
No doubt, you know, with getting shut out at the Mets, but I think it's reasonable maybe to take 2 out of 4. And you know they're going to be sellout crowds because the Mets fans are coming this weekend and the doubleheader on Saturday. So that could get a lot of excitement. So, and then the schedule gets easier. They played like the Reds, the Pirates, the Diamondbacks. So, you know, I'm hoping they get like maybe 20 games over 500, get a gap, you know, like in one of the wild card spots, in one of the top ones. Do you think that's realistic, Ruben?
I think it's realistic. I'm not sure if 20 games over 500 is necessarily the mark, but if they can get there, boy, that would be phenomenal. It is possible, especially if they happen to get hot during the time that they're playing those teams that are weaker.
Well, right now they're 14 games above 500, Neil. And as you mentioned, other than the Mets, they will not face a team with a winning record until the second half of September.
Yeah, but I was wondering, you know, because one of the guys, you know, like that, who's also got hurt a lot, but actually plays outfield pretty well and adds an element of speed over Dougal, Roman Quinn. What's, you know, the status of Roman?
Roman's actually playing for another club right now. I think he's back with
Miami. Oh, really?
He's
not with the Phillies
else.
Anymore?
I don't know.
No.
He's not with the organization.
Yeah, he's not he's not in New York. So, Neil, I mean,
You may see a guy named Johan Rojas come up, and also kid Simone Mizziotti is one of the guys who's on the roster. I'm not sure if they want to play around with the 40-man roster right now, but if they do have a real serious injury to Marsh, I think that they'll probably end up going with somebody who is more on the defensive side than the offensive side.
The Rays was correct, Ruben. The Rays.
Yeah, he's playing
the Rays.
Yeah, he's with Tampa. Neil, let's get you a spin on the wheel. I need a bucket list place to visit.
Yeah, well, first of all, my sister did a world cruise, so she went to, like, the Hong Kong, South Africa, and one of the places was Sydney, Australia, so that's what I like to go to.
That's a great one, Neil.
Sydney, yes. Sydney. Al Morgani lived in Australia for upwards of 3 years. Number 8, Al Morgani.
Number 8 gets a pair of tickets to the Ramstein North American Stadium Tour Wednesday, August 31st at the Link. Tickets, Ticketmaster.com.
You were on the opposite coast of Sydney, though,
I
correct?
I lived in Perth. In Fremantle, really, but Perth.
So you were on the west coast as opposed
to... Yeah, like you land there, and it's like landing in New York and still having to go to L.A. Yeah, it's a long ride.
Oh,
and there's nothing in the middle. There's this big red rock I went to. It was the worst tourist thing I've ever done in my life.
What do you mean?
You didn't
like
the Red Rocks.
It's this big... No, I... that now
Red Rocks,
Red Rocks I would go to. That
okay.
is my only bucket list.
You're talking about the concert venue.
Yes, I would... To see fish at Red Rock, that is my only bucket list.
Oh, you're a fish fan.
Yes.
Should have known that.
But...
Wow.
There's this rock in the middle of Australia that people go to. I forget the name of it. There's two names. One's the original name and
the Aborigine's name.
It supposedly turns red or something. Like, I made the mistake of driving there. Like, it took forever. It's just a rock. It's this
So hold on, man. You're new to Australia.
Yeah,
you're on the West Coast, and they said you've got to check out this amazing monument.
Rock. Yeah.
And so you drive X amount of hours.
A long time. And I flew to some little place in the middle, and then you drove.
Are there, like, shops there to do anything?
Yeah, kind of thing, little things. But no, basically, you look at a rock. Like,
so it's just a rock?
Al, by the way, Red Rocks was one of the most unbelievable places.
Yes.
Absolute go.
Yeah.
It was.
Way better than the rock in Australia, I'll tell you that.
Is it called the Uluru? Is that correct?
That might be the name, but it had another another name too. But it was like,
so when you got there,
you got out of your vehicle and you walk up to it, and it's supposed to be a mystical feeling or something. It's like
a mystical feeling.
Like, you know, if you had a beer with you, it might have been.
Well, you're not supposed to go straight, Al. Yeah.
You're
gonna have to use the stuff that Rob likes.
I know, Al. I mean, you should.
Me?
Yeah, actually, Al, this is more on you.
What?
If you're gonna
you go there. You go to New York. You're a visitor from another country. You go to the Statue of Liberty. You go to Australia. There's this thing that people go to.
If they tell you it's a big rock, and you're going without.
You think it's got to be more than a rock, doesn't it?
Tailgating beforehand. That's on you.
Like, I lived in Plymouth, Mass. It's like Plymouth Rock. People go, why is this? Flipping rock, I should have known.
215-592-9494. Everybody on hold, hang tight. I promise we'll get your call and you get a spin on the wheel. Coming up next, Kevin Cooney. It's 6:55.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.